I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit I will put within you. And I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and be careful to obey my rules. Ezekiel 36:26-27. Young boys are just a whole different breed. Mothers of girls often glare at me as if to say, "Do they act that way all the time?" I want to glare right back and say, "Yes, they do." Parenting my sons is my greatest joy and my greatest challenge. I love them to the ends of the earth and back, but honestly, sometimes they suck the life out of me. Each day, I target their hearts, aiming high and taking my best shot, but so many days I fall short, or my aim is off, or I'm just too weary to pull the bow back far enough for the arrow to have the strength to pierce the heart. I go to bed those nights exhausted physically and emotionally, but in my weakness, God is strong. Perhaps the best place for a weary mom to be is exhausted and on her knees. With each day that passes, I'm more convinced I have absolutely no power to change the hearts of my boys. Oh, I can change their behavior if I try hard enough. Anyone can do that. But I know that what's in the heart eventually comes out. I know if their knees are ever to bend to Jesus as Savior, their hearts must bend first, and that's God's business. I'm praying you'll grasp this concept so clearly it will bring you strength and peace in the midst of your wildest storms. You cannot change the heart of your boy. You can't. Period. It's not your job. It's so important you get this, friend, because you're going to want to be able to change his heart more than anything in the world. Days, months, maybe even years of endless toil and labor for the sake of your son will go by with no apparent fruit. Night after night, you will cry out to the Lord for change. Day after day, you will parent intentionally, seeking the heart of your son. But until the King of Kings and Lord of Lords turns your son's heart of stone to a heart of flesh, his actions will be motivated by what is pleasing to himself rather than by what is pleasing to the Lord. As we journey into this process of praying for our sons, let's remember this foundational concept. The first and most important action we must take is to pray that God will change their hearts of stone to hearts of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26-27 has become the theme of my parenting. I pray these verses for my sons most every day because I know that until their hearts are softened by the Lord, to the Lord, nothing else matters all that much. Prayers for heart change. Give my son a new heart and a new spirit put within him. Remove the heart of stone from his flesh and give him a heart of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. May my son honor you, God, with his heart and not just his lips. Isaiah 29:13. May my son, out of the good treasure of his heart, produce good, for out of the abundance of his heart his mouth speaks. Luke 6:45. May my son's heart cry be, "Not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. May my son draw near to you, Lord, for you promised to draw near to him. May he cleanse his hands and purify his heart. James 4:8. Create in my son a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within him. Psalm 51:10. May my son first clean the inside of the cup and the plate, that the outside also may be clean. Matthew 23:26. May my son be like the wise man whose heart inclines him to the right. Ecclesiastes 10:2. May my son not take idols into his heart and set the stumbling block of his iniquity before his face. Ezekiel 14:3. When my son hears your word, Lord, may he be cut to the heart.